This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Training camp is 2 days away, and we are getting ready on 106.7. The Fan, no one's going to have you covered better than we will, not only on the station, but here on Grant and Danny. Entering his third season with the Redskins, getting set to go down to Richmond, is now safety former corner Will Blackman, of course, played with Green Bay and in New York with the Giants, the Jaguars as well. Well-traveled, but he's a mainstay in Washington at this point. Will, how'd you spend the offseason? Where were you, man?
Speaking of well-traveled, me and my wife traveled this summer.
Did you? Where'd you go?
We went to Mexico for a little bit.
Nice.
We went to Cancun, yeah. It was cool. Stayed at the Cashmere Resort in Cancun, El Dorado.
If you do Mexico, you've got to do all exclusive, right? Like, you're not just
all
like,
inclusive. You have to.
All inclusive.
That's expensive.
Yeah, that'd be really pricey.
Yeah, all inclusive for sure. That was the way to go.
Because I don't think you can just dabble. Like, you know, we're gonna be on our own in Mexico. We'll go check out a couple places we've heard about. I don't think it works that way.
Let's go see some ruins by ourselves.
This wasn't a local excursion. This was stay on the resort. Everything is there. Everything taken care of. It was actually pretty cool. I have like a mentor his name is Jim Madrid, and he does motivational talks for companies. So at Cashmere Resorts, they had to speak to I got invited. Me and Byron Scott for the Lakers got invited to speak to the top sales team. So nice. It was pretty cool.
That is really nice, yeah. Man. That's a great way to unwind. Back to the business of football, though. It seems weird that a training camp starting. It really snuck up on us up here in the media, and kind of as a fan, it's happening, though. It's really here.
It's maybe weird for you to hear, but we've been talking a lot about Kirk Cousins lately, and we didn't realize that the season was about to start.
So there's actual football that's going to be played. It seems weird, right?
Not really. Football is never ending.
Because at this point, what's the biggest difference, do you think, between this year with Greg Minuski as the DC versus the last couple seasons?
That he's a D coordinator. That's to state the obvious. I don't know. I think guys are just, regardless of who the coordinator was going to be, I think the guys who were here last year are just excited to improve and just get better. So it could have been anyone who was in the office. It could have been Joe B again. You know, I think guys are just excited on their own to take their own initiative and get better. So that's the difference that I feel this year, is that guys are more attentive to detail. Guys are more aggressive, holding each other accountable more as players. So it's not so much what difference the coach has made. It's just more so our own mindset.
I always wonder, Will Blackman of the Redskins is with us on Grant and Danny. When you have a solution from in-house and you promote a guy that was working under Barry to fix some of the problems that Barry had, how that can work. How much different schematically is the defense? I'd imagine Minuski's D looks a lot like Joe Barry's. Are you guys actually implementing anything different or new, or does it feel like it's the same defense just coached a different way?
Well, I mean, the cool thing about when Coach Minuski was hired is that he has a resume of his own. I mean, he's been a coordinator other places, you know, Indianapolis and San Fran. So he has a pretty impressive resume on his own. So it was only right, if anyone deserved it, you know, it would have been him. So, I mean, he already has his own things that he's going to do. He already had his own plan because of his past experience. So it's not so much as if he was under Joe B's tutelage. It was like, hey, let me bring a badass coach on my staff. And he brought Greg Minuski.
Hey, Will, you've been around this league a little bit with the Redskins for a couple years now. You've seen, you know, the next big thing kind of come and go. Some of these young kids, some of these guys, first or second year players, who's really stood out to you as you guys get ready for camp?
Either side of the ball?
Yeah, either way.
I would say on offense, for me, I think Mo Harris stood out pretty well. I thought he had a great camp last year. He was kind of like my dark horse that I was like, you know what? He's definitely a sleeper, and I'm glad that we got him because he can play big, and he's going to help us tremendously. And on the defensive side of the ball, and I've always been a Quentin Dunbar fan. That's my guy. I'm just so impressed because I got to watch him. You know, he made his transition from 2015 to a cornerback, and just now you would never know he's ever been a receiver. So I think those two have always been my two favorite guys.
Your transition from corner to safety continues. You played a bunch of safety, obviously, last year, and you've done it a little bit in the past as well. But at this point of your career, how much more comfortable are you with the position? I remember you made a comment that you guys are being coached, the fundamentals, to a greater extent this year than in the past. I mean, compare yourself 365 days ago going into camp to now, just as a safety who's going to be asked to patrol that area of the field.
Yeah, I mean, just to go back on that, last year when we had Coach P, he was more a situational guy. And I had Coach Perry when I was in New York and won the Super Bowl, but also in Coach P's staff, he had multiple assistants in the defensive back room. He was very good at situational. We had another guy who was really good at technique. We had another guy who was good at also situational and just more of a mentor. So he had multiple people in his room as well. So in this case, you know, we brought in Coach Gray, who is, you know, really, really good mentor, really good technician, and he's good at situational football. So I think coming into my second year, I learned, you know, trial by fire last year and thought I did enough to hold my own and help us at least get to the playoffs. But I feel way more comfortable this year just being around the guys, having that vision from being on outside to being in the back end. So, yeah, I feel 100% comfortable now. I'm excited to get going.
Will Blackman with us here on Grant and Danny, Redskins safety. Training camp gets underway this week. It seems hard to believe that it's here now. Will, last year I'm sure you guys were frustrated. I know fans were at certain points with third down. I know that was just a sticking point for, you know, so often it's frustrating. You force a team into a third and long and they would convert it. What's the thing that you say, you know what, if we clean this up this year, third down is going to be better for us? Is there one thing you guys have kind of focused on?
Basically, just winning the first and second down, you know, to have more opportunities to force teams into third and long. You know, we shut down the run, you know, they're going to have to pass. And that's definitely something that we're going to be able to do. And you know what, too, it's emphasized. It's not. It seems like with third down, as if we weren't trying. Our guys are trying. I just feel like we just have to put more importance on, listen, this is what happens when you don't get off the field. You know, let's get off the field. Let's stop the run. Let's create unmanageable third downs for the offense. And then, you know, let's create more turnovers to get the ball back and give Kurt and those guys more opportunities to score touchdowns.
Will, you're entering your 11th year already in the league. Do you still look forward or enjoy training camp at all?
You know, I do because, for me, playing football is all I ever wanted to do. That was the only thing. You know, people can say, oh, you know, he has his degree from Boston College in English. You know, he's going on NFL Network doing this stuff. He has future, blah, blah, blah. But football is the only thing I ever wanted to do. And until I can't do it anymore, until I don't want to do it anymore, I'm going to continue to look forward to training camp, having fun. Now, I'm not looking forward to 100 degrees, 90% humidity. I'm not looking forward to that.
You're not crazy.
And you guys, you sleep all right, though.
All.
I mean, like, there have been camps I remember I covered years ago where you were on a college campus and you were in terrible beds and dorms. I mean, you guys are in a super nice hotel, king-size bed. Do you have your own rooms or do you have roommates? How does that work?
No, I got approached about a roommate. I was like, listen, I'm 30 with a wife and two kids. I'm not getting a roommate. It's not happening.
What's not happening. What if it's a buddy?
No, you like, know,
you spoke
Green
so
Bay,
glowingly
had,
about Quentin Dunbar.
Green
what
Bay,
if it was
we
Dunbar?
Had dorms. What about him? He couldn't be my roommate?
No, I'm saying that's your guy. You say you love, you know, he's a good player. You want to mentor him?
What better way to mentor him than
to be with him all the time?
I didn't say I wanted to mentor him. If he has questions, I'll answer them. Listen, my spot is not guaranteed. All right, I still got to go out there and make it happen. You know, I still have to climb up the depth chart every year. It's the same thing. I got to fight every year, so I don't mind it. That's why I look forward to it too. You know, because, you know, I feel like sometimes I can get overlooked, but I got to continue to make it happen. I've been blessed to be healthy the past 3 years after, you know, having multiple surgeries, you know, on my feet and my knees and stuff like that, and to be 100% healthy. And, you know, that's why I look forward to it, man, because I've been able to, for some reason, by the grace of God, just to not have any pain anywhere and just to be healthy and be able to have fun and play football.
Good for you. You said you had dorms in Green Bay. Was that fun or
yep.
was that awful?
It was kind of weird seeing Brett Favre come out of a dorm room. That was weird to me. The legend comes out of a dorm where, I mean, it was a real dorm too, not like the pretty ones that you see on most campuses. This is at St. Norbert's College, which is like a, I don't think it's a junior college, but it's a small school. It's not by any means a big university. So that was pretty funny to see all these stars. Like Charles Woodson had a dorm. Aaron Rodgers had a dorm. It was pretty funny.
And it's basically, if memory serves, it's like the little beds that you sleep in when you're like a freshman, right? Like the little wooden single beds.
Exactly.
Your feet and ankles are off the edge.
The extra long twin. That's what you had to get. Extra long twin with the A-crate.
That's hilarious.
A-crate mattress. That was the dorm thing.
A-crate mattress. Yeah.
Amazing.
Enjoy Richmond, man. We're pulling for you to have a great camp. We're looking forward to seeing you get started here in September in year three with the Skins. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, I'll see you down there.
Yep, absolutely. Always love having him on the show. There's Will Blackman of the Washington Redskins. He was traveling yesterday to get back to Virginia, and now he will travel tomorrow to get down to Richmond.
Badass. He is so much fun. I love how thoughtful he is, and he's
yep.
funny. He's a guy that gets it, man. He's had to keep chopping wood each time to make the roster and then keep moving up on the depth chart as a guy that just keeps sticking.
Well, you heard him say, by the way, he's working with NFL Network a little bit this offseason.
Uh-huh.
That's a guy that's got a career carved out already
whenever
he wants it. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We got some breaking news for you, and then our double play on what you might be able to do as you're getting a ride home on a weekend out. You're listening to the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.